Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Little nervous yesterday when I get the call. My wife's boss. I'm like, what is this number? He's like, hi, Bo. I'm like, yeah, this is such and such. Need to talk to you. Got to give you a warning. Your wife is going to have a big leadership Zoom call that she has to dress up. This is big for her to move up in the company. And I don't want you walking around naked in the background. What? He wanted to make sure I would not be saying any improper things and I was well-dressed when her Zoom was going on. I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, I know you.
So have you gotten to this level? Like, do you guys hang out?
No.
Like, is this as a joke? He went... See, I think that he overstepped his bounds there. I would be upset if my boss called my husband and was like, hey, listen, TJ's got a really important Zoom call today, so Steve, keep your pants on.
I just laughed.
That's bizarre. You did laugh? I would be like, what?
I'm like, what do they talk about me at work that they would think I just walk around like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think that if anything, he'd be like, you know, can you make sure the dogs are good while Celeste is in this meeting? You know, keep them quiet, keep them in another room. Not that.
You know what my defense was? It's a little too cold for that. But thank you for the warning. Spring, summer, I can't guarantee anything in my house.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, no, I will have on my sweats and my hoodie.
Just stay out of the camera shot.
Exactly. 92.5 WBE, TJ Bo, producer Hope, it's your B Morning Coffee Club. Drip, what's going on with the drip? Your shirt's not something to wear? Because I'm trying to catch up with all the slang TJ taught me from her son. Drip is what you wear.
Yeah.
No. So I know that when it gets really cold out, if there's a risk of your pipes freezing, that you should turn the drip on your faucets.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how cold it is that you should do that. And my heat is not working. It's a really great time, you know, for it to stop working.
Terrible. I lived in a house built in 1900. All right. Thing had zero insulation and the pipes were on the outside wall. Of course. Ran right up the outside wall. Anytime in the winter that it would get below, I don't know, 65, 62 degrees in the kitchen area. I mean, it felt like every day I just had to keep that dripping.
The drip on, really that temperature?
Yeah, it was an old house.
Huh.
And those walls, stuff froze all the time. It was, so it depends on the age and where your pipes are.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know you live in like a condo situation.
Right. So that was my other thing, is that I have people on top of me and then my unit's like into the hill. So I've got protection on the sides.
Okay.
So it's not like I'm, you know, exposed completely to the elements. But my thermostat when I came out this morning said it was 61. I had a space heater running in my bedroom that I borrowed from my mom's last night because the heat's been out of whack. But it was pretty brisk coming out into the main area. And now I'm like, maybe I should have left my water dripping.
Plumbers, help us out. What temperature do you think the drip should be on to protect the pipes? I know people do it all the time, but you're saying because yours was an older home, right around 65, 62. Wow.
Well, that was me being overly cautious just because the pipes were on the outside wall. Her pipes aren't on an outside wall.
I don't think so.
They're not, because I've been to your place.
Good. I'm glad you know. She was in my house for 2 minutes. I've been living there for 8 months. It's fine.
Yeah. You know what, though? We're experiencing with you as a new homeowner, your townhome/condo there. Mm. You just have questions.
Yeah.
We need help. It takes a village. What temperature should you have that drip going in the pipe to protect it? And now there's some wannabe fans just trying to jump on the bandwagon. We'll have none of that. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bowen, producer Hope. And these fans are the Patriots.
Okay, hold on. Why would you not want more people rooting for the Bills? I'm very confused why both of you are upset about this.
Well, you know, we've been battling the Patriots for years. They've had the upper hand on us. They've got the rings on us. But now that we're on our way, big game at Kansas City, they want us to knock off the Chiefs because they don't want the Chiefs to win the game. Why couldn't they do that themselves?
Were we battling the Patriots or were we just battling Tom Brady?
The whole team.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, neither are there anymore. There's no team that won the Super Bowl there anymore. But it's just like, it's been a culture. Before Kansas City, it was always Patriots. They're always in the Super Bowl. Blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. However, the Patriots, I don't know. It's hard as a Bills fan to be like, it's cool. Welcome in, Patriots fans. Because it was so many years of, it was just such a rivalry. Like, you're just like, can't stand Tom Brady. Don't even say the P name to me. Don't even say that name in my house. But as Bills Mafia, we are all inclusive. Okay? We are known for our hospitality, tailgating, and even the opposing teams, we don't show hostility. We show welcomeness and we all tailgate together, right? So as a Bills Mafia member, I can't really say you guys aren't welcome. You know what I mean? Patriots fans, we welcome you with open arms.
You're just annoyed about it.
It's just, it's fine.
So we should take the motto of Kenny Chesney. Let's just all get along. Just all get along. But I don't think they should come in and be wannabes because they want us to knock off the Chiefs. I think, you know, they got to do the bowling ball shots.
Yeah.
Maybe some Patriots fans got to crush some tables.
Yeah.
Like an initiation thing. You just can't jump
Spray
in
some
there.
Ketchup and mustard. And I know they're just rooting for whoever's going to kick Kansas City out of the spot for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But, hey, it's us. Welcome. It's kind of nice. It's kind of nice to have Patriots fans wanting to be on our bandwagon, isn't it? Oh, how the tables have turned.
Yes, they
have.
Or
have broken.
Yes. The tables have cracked in half.
Are you on our side where, okay, welcome him in, more Bills Mafia, Bills Mafia for life,
mm-hmm.
or not? You're a Patriots fan? Stay in your own lane. What do you think? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bow and producer Hope. We're just talking about many other teams are starting to jump on the Bills Mafia bandwagon because they want us to knock off the Chiefs coming up here this Sunday. And should we allow them to grow into the Bills Mafia? Or like, hang on, you're a Patriots fan. What are you doing coming to our side? Bob, what do you think?
I think you better tread lightly. You're kind of the newbie around here anyway. You're the new Mafia guy.
Uh-huh.
Won't they let you in?
They'll let anybody in. Is that what you're trying to say, Bob?
Have a good one.
Can't listen live.